1-point lead for the Phoenix Suns on two big free throws by Booker. Here comes Covington's pass on the fly and off on the shot by McCollum. And the Phoenix Suns hold on and win it by a point. 25 lead changes in this one, 18 ties.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Nick and Ken are off. Mark Malusis and Jeremy Kahn with you on this Friday edition, You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network, TNT, the great Kevin Harlan bringing us out. How crazy was that game, Jeremy?
So many good games, man. That was insane. I love this Portland team, too. I liked them a lot last year, but didn't think they were going to get it done. I'm curious about them this year. And I think, again, we talk about live dogs, but I like that Portland team a lot.
All right, speaking of it, let's dive into the Western Conference a little bit, Jeremy. You mentioned you like that Blazer team. Do you like them in a potential first-round matchup or a matchup in the first round with the Los Angeles Clippers?
I do. I mean, this Clippers team, they're puzzling to me because I love Kawhi's game. But again, here's a guy that's – and we know how good he can be. He's already won a championship, one of the best players in the game, and I don't think he'll be taking any days off in the postseason. Paul George, the questions have been out about him in the postseason and his poor play. We don't get playoff P. But I like the roster. I like the way they're built. But this Portland team, 1-5, I think they struggled defensively. But Damian Lillard, to me, I say this all the time. He's your favorite player's favorite player. I love watching him perform out there. And CJ McCollum, I think, is vastly underrated. And Jusuf Nurkić, I think he's a nightmare matchup for almost every center except for Jokic in the Western Conference.
Here's the problem I have with the Clippers, and I understand they fired Doc Rivers and Tyronn Lue steps in and they changed up some of the personnel. Jeremy, I still can't get rid of the stench from last year in the bubble down there in Orlando with the Clippers. I don't know. I just can't. I mean, you know, I watched the Knicks last Sunday go into Los Angeles and beat the Clippers, and, you know, that was a full assortment of their entire roster. The Knicks were without, you know, two of their better players, one being Alec Burks, who had 30 last night against the San Antonio Spurs, the other one being Emmanuel Quickley, did not play in that game. I don't know, for something, everyone keeps on telling me, love the Clippers, love the Clippers, love the Clippers. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's something missing with the Los Angeles, and they might prove me wrong in the Western Conference, but, you know, I don't know if I love them to get through that series against the Portland Trailblazers. Not that I love Portland. I'm not as big of a fan of the Blazers as you are, Jeremy, but something seems to be amiss with that Clipper team at times that I don't know if I necessarily believe that they're capable or are going to win an NBA title.
Well, I thought they were really good last year, and I loved their roster last year going into the bubble, and they were my pick to win it all. I thought they would, you know, when they were healthy and guys weren't sitting, they were undefeated at one point. I mean, it was a crazy streak. It was the same thing happened with the Sixers this year when everybody played for a long period of time. So I liked them going to the bubble, and they didn't perform. And now I think their roster is worse than it was last year with no Montrezl Harrell, and we all saw how he came into the bubble kind of out of shape, and Doc really wasn't using him. And then you trade off Lou Williams, which I don't even know what's happened to him. He's happy. He gets to go to Magic City, Wings, whatever the hell else he's going to do there. But I just don't like their roster the way it's constructed. And running into a team like Portland, Damian Lillard's already done this to Paul George when he was with the Thunder. We all remember him waving bye-bye and the words like, so if you're going to put him on Damian Lillard, who are you putting on CJ McCollum to slow him down? Is it Pat Bev? Is that what we're going to see? They're still a good team, speaking of the Clippers, but I like Portland's roster better.
When you take a look at the Western Conference playoff matchups as of today, obviously the Jazz, your number one seed, they'd get the number 8 play-in winner. The Suns would get the number 7 play-in winner. Then you'd have Nuggets, Mavericks 4-5, and Clippers, Portland at 3-6. And we were talking a lot about the Brooklyn Nets toward the tail end of the last segment, Jeremy. And, you know, if they're healthy, they're still the team to be in the Eastern Conference. Do you look at the Lakers the same way? Right now, the Los Angeles Lakers are plus 200 to win the West. Do you look at now? They're not the Brooklyn Nets, who are minus 109. So it's plus 200 on the Lakers. Obviously, the Lakers are part of the play-in tournament, so they're not the Brooklyn Nets, who are going to be, at worst, the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. But do you look at the Lakers as still the team to beat as long as James and Davis are healthy?
Do you think the Suns or the Jazz want to see them in the first round?
No. They'd have the fear of God, Jeremy. The fear of God.
Well, I think their roster's better. You know, they add Andre Drummond, and that's one of the weird things with the NBA. Like, we all watch Andre Drummond with the Pistons, even with the Cavs. He can get a 20-20 every night, and well, we don't need that guy anymore. So they add him in with a LeBron and AD who's going to get a ton of attention. And I think he's just there to play defense and clean it up along the glass and let them get out and run. So, I mean, I like this Lakers team. They just got to prove they can stay healthy. And we can sit here and talk about Anthony Davis and how great he is. His nickname's Mr. Glass for a reason. He was able to stay healthy last year. They make the run. So, yeah, I think they're the most dangerous team out West. And, again, nobody wants to face them. But I just think that the top half of the Eastern Conference is actually better than the West, which is such a weird thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, it is, because we've looked at it where the Western Conference has been the more talented conference by far, top to bottom, as compared to the East. And it's a fair point. And, you know, you mentioned the Suns and the Jazz. It's almost like, well, I don't care what you did in the regular season. You still have something to prove. Even though they proved naysayers wrong in the regular season, Paul's been great in Phoenix, and Monty Williams and Quinn Snyder, two guys that could easily be coach of the year in the NBA this year. Well, yeah, you know what? Utah, you had a nice, great regular season. Yeah, Phoenix, you've been great in the regular season, but, you know, are you really good enough to get yourself through the Western Conference? Of those two teams, obviously, they both want to avoid the Lakers, but if you look at it just the way that their teams are put together, which one of those two teams, Jeremy, do you have more confidence in, the Jazz or the Suns, to go on a run?
Man, that's, you know, I want to give you an answer, but I like both of those teams. I don't like them to get there. The way the Jazz were playing basketball when healthy this year, it's some of the best team basketball I think I've ever seen. The ball movement was just absolutely incredible. And even then, I'm saying this is some of the best team basketball I've seen. They ain't winning it. They're not getting to the championship. The Suns team, though, I feel like Chris Paul is one of the more underrated players to ever play in this league. And what he adds to a team, I think they're just going to be incredible. So if I had to pick one of those two, I would go with the Suns, unless they're going to run into the Lakers. So and maybe it's who avoids the Lakers.
Well, that's it, right? It's whoever doesn't get the Los Angeles Lakers in that opening round. But I guess, I mean, I think I'd probably agree with you. I think I'd probably side with the Suns as long as they avoid the Los Angeles because of Paul, because of Booker, because of their inside-out game, the ability to knock down shots. I mean, and the leadership of Chris Paul in a playoff series. And I know Paul's been hurt at times. If he didn't get hurt for the Rockets, you know, they would have beaten the Warriors a couple years ago. They could have went to the NBA Finals if he didn't suffer that hamstring injury, which changed the complexion of that series. So I agree with you. I think right now at the base of it, I'd probably have more confidence in the Suns than the Utah Jazz. But, you know, it gets it to a point where, are we putting too much on the Lakers, right? Are we, you know, is it a case, the arrogant confidence that I say have in Los Angeles and the Lakers right now, should I have it? Because it's not the same team. Rondo's not there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at it, you know, Dwight Howard is no longer there, right? So it's not the same makeup. It's not the same complexion. And I know there are teams that say, well, there's always going to be consistent change. You have the two main constants that are there, being Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Dennis Schroeder wasn't there a year ago. Do you think the confidence that I have in the Lakers, do you think it's kind of, well, it's because of James and Davis, or do you think I have every right to be that confident in Los Angeles?
I think you have every right. I mean, it's a scary proposition, though, when we sit here and talk about these teams going to the postseason. Lakers and Nets, and I'll throw the Clippers in there, too. Like, and we just feel like, hey, they're going to flip the switch and they'll be fine and turn it on. These guys haven't played together for a long period of time, and now you're in a playoff atmosphere against a good team in a seven-game set, or if you're the Lakers in a win-or-lose situation where you either could play another game for a chance to be knocked out of the playoffs, or who knows what could happen. And we just think they're going to flip the switch and all of a sudden be good. And the likelihood is that they just do that. And that's a frustrating thing with sports because, you know, all the things we're told is that you got to have a rapport with your teammates. You got to work hard. You got to practice. And here's these guys going, all right, we're here. We're going to win. What are you going to do?
Well, which could change the NBA and the complexion of the regular season for years to come, especially if one of those teams ultimately is very, very successful or maybe wins an NBA title, which is something the NBA is going to have to deal with. What is your take on Golden State? You know, there's the latest with the Warriors. They're in action tonight. There's going to be no Green, no Curry, no Wiggins tonight for the Golden State Warriors. But should they survive that play-in tournament, do you think they're a dangerous team to one of the top two seeds?
Well, because of Steph and the way he's been shooting, and I've said this for years, like Draymond Green, he's not the best player on the team, not even close. I still think he's a superstar because he's that missing ingredient that they need to be successful. And he's able to defend some of the best players on the other teams and pick and rolls. If you go with that death lineup that they had, he can cover some of these guards. I'm not telling you he's going to do it consistently, but he can frustrate them. So I do think they're dangerous, but if they ran into the Suns or the Jazz, I would still favor either one of those teams.
Yeah, I probably would as well. You're right about Steph Curry. He gives you an opportunity because of his ability to knock down the shot. What's a shame is you wish Klay Thompson was there. And if Klay Thompson was there all season long, the Golden State Warriors probably wouldn't be part of the play-in tournament in the Western Conference. But that would certainly change things out there in Golden State for the Warriors. Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're dangerous. However, I think if I'm Phoenix or Utah, I'd much rather face Golden State than take on LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Lakers.
100%. It's not even close. Like, trying to figure out how to slow down LeBron. And you know, even with LeBron, he's got to ramp up that cardio and make sure he's ready to go. I'm sure he'll be fine. But that's a concern for me headed into week, you know, that first series or even that first matchup, if it happens to be that.
You know, right now, if the playoffs started today, you'd have the Denver Nuggets taking on the Dallas Mavericks. Luka great. Nikola Jokic could be the MVP of the league with what he did in the regular season. Jeremy, when you look at Denver, I don't know if they can go on. You know, their run last year in the bubble was fun, right? Coming back from 3-1 down. Murray was fantastic. No Murray now. Torn ACL, suffered that, you know, a month ago, month and a half ago. Can the Denver Nuggets get on that run because of the brilliance of Jokic without Jamal Murray?
I think they can because Jokic is brilliant. I mean, making the trade for Aaron Gordon is clearly going to help. This is what I hate. I hate seeing one of these premier players get hurt. We watch it with Jaylen Brown with the Celtics, although I didn't believe in them. But with the Nuggets losing Jamal Murray and knowing his heroics last year, how about a possible matchup in the second round if they were able to play the Jazz and going back to what happened with Mitchell and Murray going back and forth? But, you know, you got the guy that's going to win the MVP in Jokic. And I'm a Mavs fan, and I still think they're one piece away. But Luka's so special, wouldn't surprise me to see him turn it on and them to make a little bit of a run winning a series or two. But, you know, I just miss Jamal Murray, and I think he's the missing piece for that team.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think the Denver Nuggets would have been so dangerous, obviously, if they had Jamal Murray going into the Western Conference playoffs. So it's a shame he's not there. I guess when you look at your Mavericks, Jeremy, when you look at how brilliant Luka is, what are you going to get from Kristaps Porzingis come the postseason? Can he be brilliant? Can he stay healthy?
That's a big question. And he's, I think, staying healthy. They won't have back-to-back games, so he'll be fine there. But he's a key ingredient to their success, no doubt.
We're going to talk a little NHL hour down. We got 3 big hours left to play with Mark Melusis and Jeremy Kahn with you. In for Nick and Kenny here on this Friday. Scott Burnside will join us, NHL writer for The Athletic. That comes your way next. You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network.